Hello again, Alyssa Gustafson, GUST AFSON. I just want one last, attempt to beg you guys to take away the 10 bottles a day for an individual in Bethel. Doing a little research, Caribou Spirit, Caribou Liquor, whatever they're called, the one currently open right now has a self-imposed limit of 3 bottles per day. And AC, once they get their stuff together and open, they, under their conditional use permit, are only allowed 2 750 mLs bottles per day. So I'm really confused, and I'm not the only one, as to where the amount of 5 bottles per store per person per day came from, or what the point of that is. I would really encourage council to consider changing that back to 2 per person per day at each store. I think we can do plenty of destruction with that amount of alcohol. I don't think we need more, and a lot of people feel this way too. Our previous police chief was in favor of this ordinance. Just really like you guys to consider how you can positively impact our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Gustafson. Anybody else? Come on up, please. State your name and spell for the record. Mrs. Nanawak. Come on up, Mary.
Kiana Mary Nanawak. I just want to say that there are a lot of problems that happen as a direct result of alcohol. And we do know that the native peoples of Alaska, their chemical resistance to alcohol Native peoples don't have, in their chemical makeup, they don't have the resistance to alcohol, which means that once people drink, they drink. And then also another thing that we often see is people with alcohol addictions who are treated with medications become addicted to these treatment medications on top of their already existing addiction to alcohol. There is something wrong with that. And I can never see why that people make it sound like that it's not normal to be an alcoholic, to drink alcohol. I mean, people have choices. And there are a lot of people who are trying to get away from their alcoholic addictions. However, when alcohol is so available, often even by bootlegging, that's not going to work. So, and then there are communities who all have chosen to not to have alcohol in their community are far more successful in everything that they do. And so that's another thing that we should consider. And so, doi, kuyan.
Thank you, Mrs. Nanawak. Come on up, sir. State your name and spell it for the record.
Hi, my name is Todd Perez on behalf of Caribou Liquor. Todd Perez on behalf of Caribou Liquor. I just wanted to clarify, so the proposed ordinance is to go to 5 bottles per store per day, correct? I guess that all I'm asking is that we went self-imposed at 3 bottles per day to hopefully curb the issue of putting too much liquor into the market. And now are we going the other direction and putting in 10 potentially? Now, I understand it's a part of the conditional use of AC is that they can only sell 2 750s or 1 half gallon. But is that something that we're going down? Because I just don't want to see a position where we're allowing 5 bottles per store, which I guess we could up our total to, even though we're self-imposed at this time. But is that going to be a short-term situation where if we put too much liquor into the market, is that going to affect the entire city? And thus potentially down line where the city potentially could vote to take away liquor as it stands. And I think in the long-term effect that it has to be moderation and not unlimited. And I, like I said, I'm in the business to make money, but I also think that there has to be a certain moderation of what you're putting into the market. And I guess I got a little confused because all the directions in the past, different things I know that Fred, you've been at as far as liquor control boards is that, or not, sorry, the task force is that the idea was to try to control it to a point so that we're not flooding the market and also making it 10 bottles makes it all of a sudden advantageous for the bootleggers to obtain it through the liquor stores at that time. Because right now it's a limited amount. And I understand it's up to, obviously it's up to you guys to decide where you want to go with that. But I think that's a little, that's a lot of liquor in the market that can be floating around all at once. And I think there'll be a total lack of control on that. 10 bottles is a lot of liquor. Especially right now we've only had a max of 3. So whatever, just like we'll let you know our opinion on that matter. And like I said, we're okay with a self-imposed limit of 3 just to control it. But what direction are we looking at the long-term effect? Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Perez. Anyone else would like to speak on our people to be heard for this? Hearing none, I'll close people to be heard. Moving on, is there a motion to adopt ordinance 1914?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Mr. Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As we've heard a bit tonight, and we heard some community concern at our last regular meeting. Alcohol is one of the issues, one of the like main issues affecting our community. I do want to thank Mr. Perez for what he said about the long-term effects of too much alcohol in the market. So obviously I can't speak to how anyone else on this council voted at our last meeting, but if that limit of 5 containers is out of a concern for your personal freedom or your or a community member's ability to purchase a more unlimited amount of liquor, I think Mr. Perez brought up a really good point of too much liquor in the market. We have the next agenda item after this is placing that local option question on the ballot, and so obviously the voters will decide that, but I feel like we're kind of at a bit of an impasse here that we can choose to look at ways that we can more responsibly control alcohol in our community, so that way we don't feel like we're, or we as a community, a majority of Bethel voters don't feel like we need to go to a no sales option. So I think that is a really good point about how much what tolerance the community as a whole has for liquor and the problems that it causes. And I understand that obviously since Bethel has been around, whether or not you've been able to buy liquor in Bethel, liquor has found a way into the community. But I think that's beside the point. This ordinance is a way for us as a governing body to look at a way to kind of find the happy medium. I know I spoke to that a bit at our last meeting about differing views on alcohol within our community, and I see the what was originally written as a 2-bottle limit as a really good kind of middle ground. Obviously, there are some people who would like it to be zero, and there are some people who would like it to be unlimited. But with that being said, I guess I'll make, hang on, let me scroll down to my packet, finding that chapter. So I would move to amend 5.08.13, section B. I'd move that to amend to strike five containers, strike five containers and insert two once again.
Okay, we have an amendment on the floor. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Mr. Robertson, thank you. Mr. Forbes?
Not too much more, but one that the five containers would be you currently AC, their conditional use permit does have a limit of two bottles, and the current operator Caribou Liquors has been having a self-imposed limit of three, and I feel like it's already been somewhat addressed on the issue of how much. Two versus five and things like that. And so I won't get into it too much more. But I do think it is, gruesome and just gruesome that since our last meeting, the last time we discussed this 2 weeks ago, we have had at least two alcohol-related deaths in our community. And I'm not saying that I'm reducing the amount that someone can buy in a day is going to be a silver bullet, as someone called it. It's not going to solve all of our problems, but it just seems a little misguided right after we just continue to have this streak of alcohol-related deaths, to instead of saying, okay, maybe we should walk back how much alcohol we're allowing to be sold in our community, to say, we're fine with people being able to buy five bottles a day per vendor. And so I think this limit of two is a great middle ground. Two bottles of booze is still a lot of booze. And I feel like this is a nice compromise, and so I'd encourage the rest of council to support this. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Mr. Albertson?
Thanks. Yeah, so just to take a step back, I think there's a lot of good things that are coming in this, and I want to talk about those when I get a chance to in a bit. Talking about this specific amendment, I was the one that put that in there. I put that in at two bottles, and I did that after talking with the existing vendor that we had. And I think that if you've been listening to council meetings or if you've been here, you probably have an idea of how I generally fall on alcohol issues and my concerns for safety and making this a family-friendly community and all these things. While there's some other tools in this package that would give the police some additional tools, that would raise the bar on ID checks, really probably the most important one and the one that is most based in research, both public health and economic research, is limiting the amount of bottles that people can buy. And if you don't, if you don't want to just take my word for it as a public health guy, I think you can make a fairly cogent argument that vendors in this community who sell alcohol would have a pretty good handle on how people buy alcohol, how they misuse alcohol, and the market there. So, having worked with vendors on this, having heard from AC at our last meeting that they felt like they were selling too much last time, that they learned a lesson, that's what they said. And hearing from the other current vendor saying, they're doing a self-imposed limit of three and that two was kind of a suggestion that came from them. So I'm not really sure where this huge push to have more alcohol available is coming from, if it's, demonstrably harmful for the community and the vendors don't think it's acceptable or sustainable. And I'm not sure what we're fighting for here. We do have always local option hanging over our head, and a lot of people feel like that is a giant cleaver, not a scalpel, right? And we have an opportunity to use a scalpel here and craft rules for our community that meets the needs of our community without stepping into a local option status, which you know, is a bit of a broadsword. And so if the idea of local option seems like we're losing too much control, I would encourage us to look at this as a mechanism of control. But if we're doing that, we need to do it. This council has not taken much action on this. So I guess I would ask, you know, I know we voted on this last time. I would ask, in light of new information, in light of hearing from the vendors that we've heard from, members of council to reconsider this vote, you know, for the good of our community moving forward. I think it'll do it a lot of good. I think it'll be a minor inconvenience for some and a life-saving change in code for others. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Further discussion? Mr. Charles.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. To further compromise, I'd like to make a secondary amendment as the same amendment to strike 2 and insert 3. So the secondary amendment would read, the license an agent or employee may not permit a person to purchase more than 3 containers / bottles of distilled spirits in one day.
Thank you, Mr. Charles. We have a secondary amendment. Is there a second? Thank you, Mrs. Carol Jung-Jordan. Mr. Charles.
Let me go back up for a while on this. It's that one jug that killed that person or people within the past summer. That one jug, we don't know where it came from. Could have been a bootleg jug, but regardless, it already happened. And 90% of the time, I was down there searching, dragging for myself, and pulled up 2 guys, myself, with other people assisting. You know, that's a tough pill to swallow, but it's part of life. We go through it. And when we first went to wet status, I used to host the KYUK talk show. People that I love, whether it be my brothers, sisters, cousins, or uncles, they're going to die from alcohol. It's a tough pill to swallow. So let's go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Todd Perez for coming out and talking to us tonight. And I like the 3 bottle limit that you guys are implying or imposing. And I didn't recall seeing that in the AC cup. I thought it was self-imposed, their 2 bottle limit. I didn't read that in there. So that's why I'm voting for 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Jung-Jordan. Further discussion? Last chance? Or first chance? Go ahead.
I think a step in the right direction, and just, I mean, I can count votes, right? So I'm going to be in favor of this because I think 3 is better than 5. I think 2 is a good number. I think that's the number the vendors came back with. But I'm going to vote in favor of this to move it along. And I appreciate that as a compromise. I hope in the future we can look towards if that's the right number or not. I would also thank Todd Perez for coming out and speaking. Hearing from the vendors, I think, is useful in this as they represent a kind of a unique piece of the puzzle here. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Further discussion on the secondary amendment. Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Wow, so 3 bottles per person per store. That's 6 bottles. I guess that's better than 10, huh? Wow. That's still a lot of bottles. Humanly, if you're able to drink 6 bottles in one day, I don't think you should be alive. And if you buy 6 bottles per day per store, or 3 bottles per day per store, I really do think that you have criminal intent. You're not buying the bottles because you want to stock up 6 bottles of alcohol per day at your house. I'm not going to compromise. I think that amendment is wrong. And when we say that that's life when people die, that's too many lives that have already died. In Bethel, the book, the first 100 years, when Trooper John Malone first came here in 1969, there were 47 deaths. There, he said, and there was a quote in there, that most can be attributed to the abuse of alcohol. We are still battling this epidemic. We are still battling the alcohol abuse in this community. And when I see boats parked out in front of Caribou Liquor on the seawall, and they're climbing up the little rung to go run into the liquor store and go buy booze so they can take it back on their boat almost on a daily basis, you know that they're taking those 3 bottles per day per person times the number of people in their boat and going back to the villages and causing chaos and mayhem. So if you want 3 bottles per day, you know, you might as well say, I don't care about humanity. I don't care about the devastation that alcohol causes on, you know, and studies will show that the most people affected by alcohol and the amount of alcohol are the undereducated and the economically depressed people. What do we have in our region? We have probably one of the most economically depressed areas in the state. We don't have economic development. So we have a lot of social problems. And studies will show that there are a lot of social problems because of no economics. So I guess a number of us are first responders in one way or another. I'm with Bethel Search and Rescue. Mr. Mayor's with Bethel Search and Rescue. We have you're also with fire, and so is Mr. Albertson and Mr. Forbes. We see from the front line, I mean, we had 9 deaths since May. 9 deaths since May that BSAR knows about that could be attributed to the abuse of alcohol. When we say that's part of life, you know, I think we as a body, as a council, are responsible for the well-being of this community. I think we should care for this community and the people that are in it. So, no, I'm not going to compromise at 3 bottles a day. I would say that 2 bottles a day is more than adequate. If you want 4, you know, go get 4, 2 per store. But 6 per day, 3 per store, per person, and if your buddy wants to buy booze too, holy moly, that's 12. Let's have a great big party. Let's see what else alcohol can due to cause devastation and a lot more social problems and work for our first responders in this community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Any discussion? Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think this is a compromise. That's why we went back to the community to talk about this issue, and this will come back as a compromise to the issue of both sides of the aisle in this issue. It's already enforced now. We're not changing anything that's not enforced at this point. Caribou Liquor's 3 bottle limit per day. That's their limit that we are kind of agreeing upon today. Also, AC has made their decisions to do this. But also, the people will speak in October again on this issue. They spoke last October about this issue, and it died. People didn't want to go back to local option. They didn't want the limits to be placed on them concerning alcohol in this community. They had that right. The other option never saw the light of day of going to a city-owned liquor store. So saying that we are the enemies because we choose freedoms over tyranny is not how America was made by our forefathers. That was by a king. So sometimes we have to compromise. I'm sorry to hear that we see boaters that are on our seawall, and we know that they're taking this bootleg alcohol back to their villages, but I don't see AST, Alaska State Troopers, down there talking to these guys, making sure they're not doing it. I don't hear the villages saying, we don't want that alcohol coming to our community, and we're going to stop boaters from bringing it into our community. We don't run our surrounding villages. They run themselves. That is their issue. If we want to take over and annex those communities, we can go to the local boundary commissions and ask. But to say that I have to be a parent of someone else, at this point, my parenting roles are still invalid because I have three children, but it doesn't mean that I have to be a parent to someone else. I had a person call me on the phone when this last came. And I believe that, and I'll discuss that when the amendment to the amendment goes through. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Further discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the secondary amendment to go to three limit per day, signify by saying aye and raising your hand, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we have six ayes. Those opposed? One nay. Mr. Forbes. Two nays. So the secondary amendment passes 5-2 with Councilman Barr and Forbes in opposition. Back to the main motion. Any further discussion? I'm sorry?
The amendment as being amended.
Yeah.
Being amended.
The secondary overrid the prime, the amendment.
We'll do primary, yeah.
So the primary would be three bottles.
Right.
Okay, any discussion on that? I thought it overrid, I'm sorry. I apologize, I thought it overrid it.
It's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Any discussion on the primary amendment? Okay, all those in favor of the primary amendment to go to three bottles per day, two bottles per day.
We just did three. But you amended the main amendment to make it three.
Yeah.
So now you're on the amended motion to make it three.
Okay. Bottles. So we're at three limit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. I apologize. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the amendment passes 6-1, Mr. Barr in opposition. Back to the main motion. Mr. Albertson.
I did want to say that I wanted to address some of the other things in there. I'm really glad that we're moving along with this, and for members of the public that may not have been tuning in, this does a couple of things. It changes, it gives the police some tools, looking at open container in public. It does reduce the limit of bottles you can purchase per person per store per day from 5-3. It also changes, increases the bar on ID checks for people purchasing. There was some change to store hours and the amount of time that vendors had to save video recordings from the video cameras on their premises. So I think this is a step in the right direction to address some problems that have been going on in our community. I think we should vote in the affirmative. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Any further discussion on the main motion? Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My whole concern, and I'll say it again, is enforcement. So you can have open bottle laws in our town, but if they're not going to be enforced, we're just putting another law on the books that are not going to be enforced. We already have those laws on our books that are not being enforced. So we can give tools, but if we don't demand enforcement, we're just putting more words on paper to be forgotten about. That's the biggest thing that I have. I haven't heard this big issue that the police want to do this. The police are interested in going in and checking. All I heard is that you could have a bottle in your pocket and they could see your bottle in your pocket but can't do anything about it because it's not in your, not in view. So how is that going to have our cops take that alcohol away from that person unless it's in plain sight? Is that police officer going to write that person up when they find that bottle? Or are they going to dump the bottle and say thank you very much? I haven't heard that our police want to do this. We have laws on the books now that are not being enforced by our police department because they say they're overworked and cannot perform this task. That's my concern. I don't hear that that's an interest to them. So we can talk about making the rules, but unless we have the commitment for the enforcement, we're just making more rules on the books that we're not going to even follow. And charging people that don't, as we say, have the funds to pay for this. I would be in support if I get those, but I don't have that commitment. And I've seen lots of times in this community where there's talk about it, but there's no commitment to it. If you think alcohol is a problem in this community, you do not know what the illicit drug problem is in this community, concerning opioids, crystal meth, cocaine in this community. Alcohol is seen. Narcotics are not seen. So we don't have any bootlegging arrests. Why don't we have any bootlegging arrests? What is not stopping us from that? So that's my major concern with this. We can have all the rules in the books, but if we don't have enforcement, we're just putting rules on the books to make us look good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Further discussion? Mr. Barr?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think we make rules to look good. If we made rules to look good, I'd be making a ton of them. So I don't necessarily think that we are being too restrictive. I think we're being too lenient. I think we have a population that that has a lot of issues with alcohol. I mean, granted, in my career, I've seen probably the worst of society, and just about every one of those things that I've seen involved the abuse of alcohol. You know, so I can speak from a personal standpoint about the bad things concerning alcohol. In reference to this, to the specific ordinance, I applaud Mr. Albertson in moving this forward. I would like to make an amendment to the ordinance, and that would be to increase the hours of the security officer from, it says from 8 p.m. until closing. I'd like to see at least 3 hours prior to closing because of the number of inebriates that are usually outside the liquor stores trying to get other people to buy booze for them. So I move to make an amendment to the ordinance that a security person is there at least 3 hours to closing.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to amend. Is there a second?
Point of clarification, what part of that ordinance?
Yeah, I was going to. Which section are we looking at, Mr. Barr?
Let me find it, Mr. Mayor.
I think it's on
page
38
of 273.
Yeah.
Subsection D.
38? Of 273?
About 7 of 19, or what part of this ordinance?
12 of 19.
12 of 19.
12 of 19.
You guys don't have the same package as I do.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
I don't have 200 pages.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to change the hours, Mr. Barr, from... I don't know, Lori, did you catch all that?
I would say at least 3 hours prior to closing, regardless of what time the closing period is.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes, please.
This mentions bartenders. Is this related to liquor stores as well?
Yeah.
Or is this for bars? I don't know what AS0411090 is.
Yeah, that refers strictly to the beverage dispensary license, which is not the package store license. No. So this
okay. Is that a bar? Is a beverage dispensary a bar? Talking about the same thing.
Take a brief at ease.
I'll second that. That's fine.
Okay, for discussion. Thank you. Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Albertson. I think that if you go to a liquor store or if you go drive past a liquor store or you're at the liquor store, you have a number of people that are like there at all hours and they're pretty intoxicated already. And that's cause for some fights that could happen, that could cause for some illegal activity from happening or illegal activity from happening. I think it should be the responsibility of the liquor stores to maintain security at their premises. And instead of just only 1 hour prior to closing, I would like to see it 3 hours prior to closing. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Albertson,
Thanks. So, but I think this is not talking about package stores in this section.
No.
This would just change the security requirement on a bar. If someone was to open a bar.
Yeah.
And I think if there was a bar operating in Bethel that we would want a security guard. We would want a security guard there, probably, maybe even more than ours. So that's fine. I'm still supportive of that. I think that would probably be a good idea. And I did not live in Bethel the last time Bethel had a beverage dispensary, but my understanding was that it could get pretty rowdy.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Yep, last chance.
Thank you. I would maybe call it a FGH. Maybe under H, where trying to see where I can insert that, where it wouldn't affect that specific paragraph for beverage licenses only. I think she has a...
So I want to draw the council's attention to the hours and days of operation. On New Year's Day, some establishments could stay open until 3 a.m., only requiring the security personnel to come on at midnight. So perhaps, yeah, like you were suggesting, we add a new subsection that would require the package store license, which falls under 411 110, I believe. And I can just quickly write up a new amendment if this one is voted down. That would add a new sentence to the bottom of that security personnel line. Okay.
Thank you, Madam City Clerk.
Is there any further discussion on the amendment? I have a concern with that 3 hours. I think that's too long of a time. In doing so, we're imposing on the dispensary a requirement that they keep somebody on the clock for that 3 hours. I might favor a reduced time. Because 3 hours staying, I mean, even if you go, you know, to a bar in Anchorage, there's nobody there within half an hour of closing. And to require a dispensary to stay, pay somebody for up to 3 hours, a minimum of 3 hours, as I understand the amendment, every day they're open. So if they're open 6 days a week, that's an additional 18 hours that you have to pay somebody. I think 3 hours is in excess. I do like the idea of having somebody after they close, but not necessarily 3 hours. Any further discussion? Mr. Charles?
I got for a point of clarification, the 3 hours that Councilman Barr proposed only pertains to
beverage dispensaries.
Beverage dispensary, which Bethel doesn't have any.
Exactly. But doesn't mean we can't have it on the books.
For the future, yes. Yeah.
Doesn't mean we can't have it on the book. So,
I guess point of clarification, the Ms. City Clerk was going to read out the proposed amendment.
Yeah, not yet. You're not. Let's push this that way. Hold on just a second. I would recommend for parliamentary purposes that if the council does not wish to amend the required hours for security personnel having applied to the beverage dispensary license as made in the original motion, that you vote that down and consider a separate amendment entirely so that the hours of the security personnel would only apply to the package store license. If that's the intent of your motion, we can move that way. But right now, the motion on the floor would be to require that the beverage dispensary license employ one person who shall be on duty at least 3 hours prior to closing of the facility.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
If you can I say something real quick? If you look at 12 of 19 under 5.08.120. Everybody on that page?
No.
It says, a person licensed under AS04.11.090, Beverage Distributor License, and then it goes on to say restaurant or eating place. Is that the same thing, or is that something different? That's something different, right?
Something different.
Okay,
different.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I need a 0411.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Mr. Barr?
Last for me, Your Honor. The city clerk has suggested that we vote down this amendment and proceed with a new amendment. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Albertson.
So just as it stands right now, if we vote in favor of this, this would require bars to have a security guard.
Up to 3 hours after closing.
Yeah, yep.
Well, but before.
3 hours, before closing. The last 3 hours of the evening.
Whereas now they're required at 8 p.m., regardless of what time they close.
Okay.
So right now, if there's a bar in town, there has to be security personnel
right
on site at 8 p.m.
Probably
okay.
if this amendment goes through.
But if they were open, okay, I see what you're saying.
And they're
okay.
possibly open until 3, there wouldn't be a law that would require security personnel until midnight.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is vote against this and then leave that alone so that if the bar opens, they will need to have a security guard after 8 p.m., and then there will be a different motion. Excellent. Thank you,
Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Amendment fails by a vote of 7-0. Back to the main motion.
Your Honor.
Mr. Barr.
Thank you. I would like to have the city clerk state the proposed amendment to the ordinance. Thank you.
As proposed by Mr. Barr.
Proposed by me. Thank you.
Okay.
So following the second sentence under subsection D, there will be a new sentence that would read, each premises licensed under AS 411-150 package store license shall employ at least one person who shall be on duty at least 3 hours prior to closing of the licensed premises.
Okay. Everybody get that proposed amendment? Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Albertson, thank you. Mr. Barr?
Thank you, Your Honor. As previously discussed, I stand by my comments that liquor stores have a lot of inebriates that are hanging around prior to closing, and for the general welfare of people in that area, I would propose that we require a security guard at least 3 hours prior to closing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Mr. Albertson?
I have no additional comments on that.
Thank you, sir. Further discussion? Vice Mayor Williams.
Just a question to the maker of the motion. Why 3 hours and not 2 hours before they close and an hour after they close? To ensure that they get off the premises and move along.
Would you like to make an amendment to my amendment? I'd be more than happy to entertain that thought.
I would make that amendment.
You want a secondary amendment?
2 hours before they're closed and an hour after they're closed.
Okay, is there a second to that secondary amendment?
So the amendment would be that personnel, security personnel would have to be on the premises 2 hours before closing and an hour after closing.
Thank you, sir.
I'll second that, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Yeah. It really doesn't matter what the hours are. It's when they close. So I'm kind of confused when. Mr. Vice Mayor Williams?
I just thought it would be better to have them be away from that facility and back into wherever they are going to be during that period after they close. Instead of staying around.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Albertson? Any further discussion? Everybody understand the secondary amendment? All those in favor of the secondary amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Secondary passes 7-0. Back to the primary motion. And that's the same thing. 2 hours before, 1 hour after closing. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the primary amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Primary amendment passes. Back to the main motion. Hearing no discussion. We'll go in a roll call vote. to adopt Ordinance 1914.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Jung Jordan.
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Yes.
Councilmember Forbes.
Yes.
Mayor Watson.
Yes.
Councilmember Charles.
Yes.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
1914 ordinance passes 7-0. I'm going to go ahead and call a 5-minute recess, guys.